This is the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Okay, go ahead.
I told the ROTC people that we have been playing Halo and Halo 2, you know, for about 2 or 3 years now.
Right, Justin, and when you say you've been playing Halo and Halo 2, these are video games, right?
Well, I don't know if you're familiar, people your age are familiar with it, but there's a number of different weapons that you can use and a number of different missions you can go on. It's basically sort of like house-to-house fighting. So anyway, we explained that to them, and they weren't really receptive, so we had to go to the school board as a group of students.
What did you tell the school board?
We told them that the ROTC people that they allowed here didn't understand that playing Halo and Halo 2 is really the same training that you get in the military, and you know, it's the same weapons training.
You really believe that?
Well, I mean, it's the training you receive from the ROTC, and to a greater extent the military, is going to be obsolete as these games get more sophisticated, and that's where our school board had a problem understanding it. But the same weapons training that you get in the military, we told them that they're not welcome on campus.
You don't want the ROTC people on campus because you feel you're already getting that training playing these video games.
Yes, sir, that's correct. And, I mean, warfare in the future won't need conventional weapons. You'll be engaging in combat using, like, more and more computers and computerized missions. And a lot of the weapons that you use on Halo are more sophisticated.
Okay.
And where the problem came into play is, like I told the man on your show, is our school board president, Mr. Ackerman, is not, I guess, not really all that smart. I mean, he didn't understand it, and that's why we called for a student strike.
All right, well, just so I understand and so my listeners understand, we're speaking with Justin McElroy. He is a high school junior at Canyon High School in Northern Los Angeles County. So you feel the training, if you will, that you get playing this video game Halo is all you need, that you don't need the basic training that the military provides, because I got to tell you, military training involves a lot of stuff. I mean, it's survival, it's conditioning, and you know, it's working as a unit. And
well, I mean, that's my understanding from the ROTC guy that we spoke with, and the guy that we told. Really, we just told him to get off the campus because. But what I'm trying to get you to understand is that the wars that are going to be fought in the future by my generation and a lot of kids who are like us will require more of the training that we currently get doing, like gaming with Halo and some of the other games. So I understand what you're saying. So that's why we called for a general strike next Monday, you know, to try and get the point through to our school board president, Mr. Ackerman, who's really kind of, I guess you'd say he's sort of stupid, and I mean not smart like a lot of the kids that he's teaching.
Well, look, if you're getting this experience through gaming, what difference does it make if the ROTC is on campus? You don't want to join, you don't have to join.
Well, because here's where the problem comes into play. The ROTC people being here creates an environment where there's extra pressure from the faculty and the administration, as well as a lot of the parents to join, and it's like harassment. And so we told this.
What do you mean harassment?
Well, because we're underage minors, you can't harass us, and because that's what the law says.
I understand you can't harass. You can sexually harass.
Well, no. You can't abuse kids, you know, because of the law. And so,
You're comparing them putting the ROTC on your campus to abuse.
Well, it's kind of hard to explain because a lot of the kids today just about every kid today is probably smarter than the adults are not because adults are bad or anything, but we've had better nutrition and so on, and we understand computers, and it's tough to explain a lot of this to adults because, like, this man, Mr. Ackerman, is so... He's so stupid, it makes me want to just be sick. And
do you want to be in the military, Justin, before I take some, or take, give our phone number? Just answer me that question.
Well, I mean, do I want to be in the military?
Yeah, I mean, would you like to be in the military?
If the military begins to implement these computerized missions and the computerized weapons, yes, I think it would be a rewarding career, but we can't make this Ackerman idiot understand. I mean, I don't want to call him an idiot, but he's and my mom's the same way. I mean, she's pretty stupid, too, so.
All right, hold on. I want to give the number to our listeners and have them weigh in on Canyon High School. These and who are the kids involved in this strike?
Well, all the kids are going to be involved in it.
You will not go to school on Monday if the ROTC is still there.
Yeah, that's correct. And we did email this guy Ackerman, but he's probably too stupid to even know how to download email. I mean,
you really don't like the guy.
He's pretty stupid. Yeah.
This is the school board president you're talking about. I mean, I don't need to tell you, could get in a little bit of trouble.
Well,
you know what I'm saying? You're talking about the school board president.
Well, but if that's the best they can do, I mean, they should. But he can't harass us, is all I'm saying.
All right, our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. A general strike will be called by the students at Canyon High School on Monday to get the ROTC off of campus. It is insulting to the students because they're already getting basic military training, at least according to this my guest playing the video game Halo. So this is not an anti-military strike per se.
No, it's not. It's just basically to let everybody know that we're not as stupid, I guess, as a lot of people who are joining the military right now. And I'm not trying to...
I mean, that's a little disrespectful to our military.
Well, I mean, I'm not trying to say that they're stupid, but right now, the average soldier you get is sort of, I guess, dumber than we are, because that's why we won't join right now, because it's not computerized. And you won't need soldiers in the future that are that dumb.
I don't personally like our soldiers being characterized.
Well, I mean, I don't mean to say that, Mr. Ernie, but a really good friend of mine, Chris Sorensen, his sister joined the Army 2 years ago, and she's right now in Iraq.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And she's just really stupid. I mean, I swear to God, I wouldn't just say she's about as dumb as, I mean, probably, I said to him, you know, it's probably good if she gets killed over there, because...
You said this to a friend of yours.
Well, yeah, because she's not really that smart. And
let me say something here, Justin. I've been listening to you. Would you listen to me for a second?
Yes, sir.
Excuse me, I'm a little bit older, and I'm not trying to lecture to you. These are young men and women who are putting their lives on the line for our country.
No. See, now you're going to start sounding like my mom, and, you know, it's really kind of harassment.
No, wait a minute. I'm not harassing you, man. I'm giving you an opinion. These are young men and women who are putting their lives on the line. To say that they're stupid or not as smart as you is very insulting. They are doing a job that is a vital job for the future of this country and for the future of that region of the world. And to call them stupid, I think, is a little insulting for them. You may be smarter than them. I recognize that today's generation of kids is a way more skilled generation at many things, but...
Well, let me just tell you, Mr. Henry, that you make a really good point, but my mother is really dumb, and I always have to program her cell phone, and I always have to show her how to use the TV remote, because she spent most of her time, like, I guess, dressing in tight pants and just acting like a... And I mean,
you're talking about your mom.
Yeah, but that's the way she is, and that's the way a lot of these people are. And I don't mean to disrespect the military or anything, but they're not as good as we are, I guess. And
all right, well, the point being, you want the ROTC off of campus so that you guys are not insulted and harassed by them. You already have the skills, you think, to fight in the military because of your video gaming.
Well, I mean, you make it sound like we're, you know, like I'm joking or something.
No. But I have to tell you, you need to understand how absurd you sound.
Well, I mean, you need to understand how absurd you sound. You know.
Well, how do I sound absurd?
Well, you're always talking about, you know, in our military, you know, they're putting their lives on the line. I mean, a lot of those guys, yeah, they are, but they are dumb, and if you think about it from the standpoint of social Darwinism, for them to be dumb and killed is not all that bad. We want to save the lives of smart soldiers. That's why computer gaming is a good thing.
All right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. You know, this is like having a conversation with my kids, although at least they don't call me dumb, that they are smarter and they know how to use computers, and that today's kid playing an average video game is getting all the military training that he will ever need for future warfare. The kids at Canyon High School knowing that, at least this young man who's their junior class president, are calling a general strike for Monday. The kids will not go to school or stay out of class, at least, as long as the ROTC is on their campus, because it is harassing to have the ROTC there when they already know how to be soldiers playing the game Halo. Now, I told him, you're going to sound ridiculous saying that, and he says, I sound ridiculous talking about soldiers that are too stupid to play video games dying in Iraq. I want to ask you something, Chris, when we are off the air about how this kid contacted you. 1-800-449-8686. The world famous Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Vagisil for the mind. The Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
I'm talking with Justin McElroy. He's a junior at Canyon High School. ROTC has been on campus. The students there, according to him, want ROTC off campus because it is harassing and too much pressure. They already know what they'll need to know in the military playing video games. You're talking about this game Halo. You say that it's like a house-to-house mission.
Well, that's correct, sir.
I mean, how much, and we're going to go to some calls from people who are going to probably ask the same thing, how much like real combat do you think that is?
Well, I mean, first of all, my mom is like, you know, I love my mom, but she's really stupid, and she doesn't know how to download her email. But
I'm not asking you about your mother. How is that like combat?
But that's what she asked me. She always says the same thing. Well, how's that like combat? And I go, how can you even understand what I'm saying if you're, like, of your generation? Because your generation doesn't understand about everything that we do in gaming. And
well, I've seen my kids' game.
It's not like just sitting there and watching your kids' game and scratching your head. Like, I mean, you know, I don't mean any offense, Mr. Henry, but a lot of parents watch the kids' game, they're like monkeys, you know, just scratching their head going, well, you know, like they're cavemen or something. So, I mean, my mom's really stupid, and she also is, I guess, I don't want to put her down, but she is kind of like, because she...
I mean, that's a hell of a thing about your mother is like. That's a hell of a thing to say about your mom, who's trying to...
Well, she does dress in really tight pants and everything, and that's all she knows about.
All right, you're going to hear from, I suspect, a lot of people who've been in the military.
Well, it doesn't make any difference. I mean, what they did and what we're going to do in the future will be way better at how we do it.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Mike, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hi. I don't know where this guy's getting off at, but I'm a former Marine. I was a sergeant in the Marine Corps, and I just got out, okay? And there's no way you can compare a Halo game to combat, even if technology does advance within, you know, the next few years. He will never see it. He's not going to see it. There's no amount of money in the budget that's going to use the technology for him to see. In the next 10 years, you know, he'll serve. He signed up to his age of 27.
Well, but what are you talking about? I mean, right now they have... The weapons training you get in Halo is just like the weapons training you get in the Marines. Because if you've played Halo, have you ever played Halo?
I play a penny.
Okay, it's like house,
games.
It's like house to house fighting, and also
it's not like house to house fighting.
Well,
you never had rounds coming down range with the pressure of making decisions which way you're going to go. It's life death situations. Okay.
Well, but
there's no pressure
the same way in Halo
when you're putting your little thumbs around. Compare it when you're out there in real battlefields. There's no comparison.
But
and for you to insult intelligence, there's no way.
Well, look,
you have ever met some of these men and women who are out there giving their lives
just
true. So you can play those games.
That's right.
Just so you can be have the freedom to run your mouth the way you're disrespecting people.
Well, no, I mean,
they give their life out
there. Okay, they're giving their life and everything, but I am going to be a better soldier because we'll have computerized training.
You have a rifle is what you'll have.
And
you're not
going to
have a game. You'll never see a computer. And that's if you qualify. That's if you're qualified.
Oh, I'm totally qualified. I'm totally qualified. Even how can you explain my palm sweating while I play Halo if it doesn't compare to combat? See? That's all I'm saying. I mean,
you know what, kid? I mean, I don't mean to call you kid, but...
Well, yeah, I don't like being called kid.
All right, you don't like being called kid, but this man's talking about the enemy firing back. Who is firing back at you in a Halo game?
The other players.
You get to start over. You hit the reset button. In real life, you don't hit a reset button. You're dead.
But in the wars of the future, you will be able to...
You will not see the wars of the future. You're not understanding that. You're not ever going to see the wars of the future because you're...
Okay, then how come...
The technology will not advance that far within the next 10 years.
How come my sister's in the military and I know she's stupid? She's even dumber than my mom. Okay, see, that's what I'm saying?
Your sister's dumber than your mom.
Yeah, and my mom is so stupid... She always asked me how to use the TV remote.
All right. Mike, thank you, sir. And thank you for your service to our
country. Hey, good luck, man.
I mean,
you can only make your point so far. You know, he's going to realize someday the
mistakes you don't get the kids today are smarter than you.
All right. Mike, thank you. 1-800-449-8686. Tammy, go ahead.
Yeah, hi. I wanted to make a comment that I can play a video game like I'm racing a car.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not going to go drive in the Indy 500.
Well, I don't think you've played Halo.
Just because you can play Halo doesn't mean that you can go fight in the front lines of the war.
I don't know if you've played Halo 2, but I've had some pretty tight situations, and I have gotten very scared. And
you got scared at a video game?
Well, I don't think you really understand how it works.
I don't think you would be as scared as if you were in a war. There was bombs going off at you.
Can I ask you? Well, bombs don't go off at you. They drop on you.
Okay, have you been through puberty yet?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, have you? That's a better question.
I'm way older than you are.
Yeah, that's why you don't understand, and that's why you don't get it about the computer generation. We're the computer generation, and you don't understand.
What part of computer generation do I not understand?
You don't understand us because we're the younger generation.
Well, wait a minute, man. I mean...
I'm 26 years old. You're not...
Well,
I'm not out of the generation.
Oh, okay. You're out of my generation. God, get a load of her.
Well, wait a minute. What do you mean she's out of your generation?
She's 10 years older than me.
Exactly.
Yeah, so you don't
I'm much more mature than you. I understand life, and I understand the world.
Okay, if you understand life and the world... Okay, I don't want to be rude,
Do you pay any bills yet?
Wait a minute. No, wait. If you really think you understand the world, and I don't want to be rude, but are you having sex or whatever?
Well, that's none of your business.
Okay, see? You don't want to answer?
Do you have a job? Wait, let me ask you.
Do you have
a job?
How many men have you been with?
That's none of your business.
You playing Halo.
What?
What does that have to do with you playing Halo?
Well, you say you know all about the world.
How many men have you had sex with?
Well, what's that mean? You've had sex with, like, a whole...
Had sex with?
Oh, that's really funny. Ha-ha.
Ha-ha. Then don't ask me a stupid question.
Yeah, you're lame. You're lame.
Okay, do you have a
you're
job?
You're so lame, lady.
Do you pay any bills?
I don't need to. The computer...
How do you pay for your video game?
I won't need to in the future.
How do you pay
What do you mean
video
you won't
game?
Need to in the future?
In the future, all the training we're getting on Halo, you won't need to do any of that.
You don't need to get a job in the future?
No, not the kind of job. You're not a waitress job like the one you have.
Well, I have an executive director job at 26 years old.
Not taking tickets at Magic Mountain like you do.
No, I make way more money than you're ever going to make playing video games.
I don't think so, but then you wouldn't understand that because you're way older.
Okay, are you going to go to college?
All right, look, I got to take a break.
I don't need to go to college.
Why?
Why?
Because of the video game.
You don't need an education?
Not with the computers of the future.
You need to go to college to get the education
to be
a mature adult.
You don't understand. ever see the...
He's a mature adult to live in the world.
Have you ever seen the movie War Games?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, how do you like me now? How do you like me now? Have you ever seen War Games? The guy hacked into a computer run by the Defense Department. Hello. God, these people. You're like my mom.
Oh, yeah?
All right, okay. 1-800-449.
God.
Take it easy. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. 2 feet shorter than models. Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Does the video game Halo or any video game prepare you for military training? We're talking with Justin McElroy is a junior at Canyon High School. They're going to call a strike on Monday. They don't. You guys are not going to show up for school if ROTC is still on the campus.
That's correct, yeah.
Okay, now, you've heard people say it's not like real combat.
Well, Mr. Henry, I want to just kind of break through a lot of the stuff that I hear people saying, because right now, I'm at the Thousand Tree Mall with some friends of mine, and I'm playing a game. It's called Robot Wars, and I've killed, since we got here about 7 o'clock, I've killed thousands of people, and it has been really scary, and it's made me scared. And so all these people call and say, oh, it's not the same thing. Like my mother, who wants ROTC on campus, all she knows is wearing pants that show everything and drinking wine with her friends and talking about how to have sex with the box boys at Kelson's. And
look, you're talking about your mom right now.
I know.
That's got nothing to do with what we're saying. It also is not very respectful to talk about your mother wanting to have sex with the box boys at Kelson's. Does your father live with you?
Yeah, I guess you could call it that, yeah.
Well, are they separated?
Well, I mean, my dad and my mom, my dad is, on business a lot, and my mom has all of her, suburban, sex monsters over. And
what do you mean suburban sex monsters?
Well, all the other women in the neighborhood and stuff.
Man, you got a lot of anger.
No, I don't have any anger. I don't need to be psychoanalyzed. I just want ROTC off our campus. Otherwise, it's like harassment and could be sexual harassment.
I don't see how it's sexual harassment.
Well, we told them that they were harassing us, and this guy Ackerman is our school board president, is an idiot, and we feel that there may be some sexual things going on with him.
Well, dude, you're adding more and more to your story here, so...
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are.
Well, I brought up the beginning.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Heather, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hello?
Yes, Heather, go right ahead.
Oh, hi. I just wanted to comment that I can't believe you talk about your mother like that.
What?
Just because she wears tight pants and drinks wine doesn't have anything to do with being slutty or stupid.
Well, she's so stupid. Well, how come she's sitting there wearing pants that show every crevice?
That doesn't mean that she's slutty or stupid. That has nothing to do with that being stupid. And
well, do you wear pants that are like, camel toe it all over the place?
Okay. I don't want to do this conversation, all right?
Okay.
I mean,
I'm talking about, I've played Halo before.
Yeah?
And
do you do fest?
I don't see how that can be scary. Like, it's not a scary game.
Do you do fests with your friends and stuff?
What?
Do you do fests with your friends? I mean, do you get people together to have fests and stuff?
No.
Well, then how do you know about it? God, that's what I'm talking about. I'm doing real...
You're the one that's stupid. You're the one that sounds
stupid.
Talk about things, you don't even have an education, so what makes you think that you're smarter than everybody else? Because you play a video game called Halo.
Because I'm part of the younger generation, and we know more about computers and how things will be computerized.
Yeah, I'm a graphic design major, and I deal with computers all the time, so what does that have to do with this stupid video game?
I find that really hard to believe.
What?
Yeah, I go to Cal State Long Beach, and I'm an art major in graphic design.
You sound like
find that hard to believe.
No, but you sound like my sister. I go to Cal State Long Beach, and,
Okay, look, this lady is a student who uses computers.
In graphic design, that's not the same thing as having to worry about...
dealing with computers when you're talking about dealing with computers.
What level are you on?
A generation that deals with computers.
What level are you on?
I do.
What level are you on?
What level am I on?
Yeah.
On Halo?
No, on the graphic design computers. See, you don't even know what I'm talking about.
There's no level. It's called you use different programs like Adobe Photoshop and Illustrator.
Well, I got that on my computer. That's no big thing.
But it's a form of art. You have to be artistic to do that.
Are you, like, where do you live?
I live in Orange County.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you hot?
Am I
what
hot?
Is that, what does that got
what
to do with
it? What does that have to do with anything?
Well, I'm just saying. I mean,
how old are you?
I'm 17.
You're 17.
Yeah.
That's what I thought. You act like you're 17.
Oh, well, excuse me. I'm so, like, I'm not old enough for you and everything.
No, you're not. I'm 25 years old.
Okay, so you don't even know what I'm talking about. You're not part of the generation.
Yeah, I do. I go to school.
You're not part of my generation.
Yeah, I am.
What level are you on?
What do you mean, what level is she on?
In the game of Halo, there's different levels.
Yeah. Yeah, I said I've played it before.
I've
killed thousands. Player.
I've killed thousands of people in Halo,
yeah,
you haven't.
Yeah, my brother's played the game, too, and he's been, like, on the top levels. And
oh, my God, you sound like my mom. You sound just like my mom.
All right.
Are you don't, like, do you wear tight pants or anything like that?
What?
Do you wear tight pants and stuff like that?
No.
Why not?
Actually, I don't.
Why not?
Because I don't. What does that have to do with anything?
Well, I mean, that's why I was saying, are you hot or are you big up top or?
Shut up, kid.
Oh my gosh.
Well, what's wrong with that? Are you big in the bra area or?
No,
look at,
I don't associate with stupid people like yourself.
Well,
let's. I'm sorry, Heather. Let's move to another call.
I just asked if she's big in the bra.
I heard what you said. Thank you, Heather. I'm sorry for the insult.
I didn't insult her. I'm trying to pay her a compliment. I'm trying to say...
No, that's not a compliment. That's an insult.
You sound like you're hot.
All right, Heather. Anyway, thank you.
You're welcome.
Probably a heavy C or something.
Look at kid. You're the one who's talking about your mom being a... It's Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. We'll be right back.
The Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
You know what you look like to me with a good bag and your bad shoes? You look like a rube.
The Phil Henry Show is back.
Here is Paige. Hello, Paige. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hi.
Hi, Paige.
Hi. I was just calling. I'm in the military. Yes, I'm 29 years old, and I am a little insulted, not only for you speaking of the entire military as being ignorant, but generalizing a situation in which you're not educated on. I think that the ROTC being at your school might educate you a little bit more on the rigorous testing and the rigorous training that we are subjected to on a daily basis. And once you learn that, then maybe you can turn around and say, now I have an educated opinion of what's going on.
But what level are you on right now in the Navy?
I just bought it, actually, this weekend, and
I haven't started it yet. What do you do in the military?
I'm an aviation tech.
Okay, what level are you on?
No level, kid. It's not about levels.
Well, it will be in the future.
Where we are now and where we're going in the future are two different things. And right now, what you need to do is educate yourself a little bit more in real life rather than video games.
Well, the military uses simulation to train the troops, so I'd explain that. Yeah, yeah.
How
do you like me now?
Because it's simulation and then it's real life. Hit the real life?
Well, why can't I do the simulation at my house? I can be on level 6, and it keeps me away from my mom, who's very stupid. And
Your opinion of your mother really shouldn't have anything to do with your opinion on life.
Well, okay, but I don't want to keep seeing the crack of her butt, that's all.
What's going on at your...
Have a discussion with your mom.
Yeah, have a discussion with your mother.
With her and talk to her about that.
It's just the pants she wears.
Well, maybe... It's got nothing to do with anything, man, okay? Now, yeah, they use military simulation in the... They use simulation in...
Military simulation in the military.
Have a little respect, man, okay? They use simulation in the military, but then you gotta go and fight the actual war.
But not in the future. In the future, you'll just kill people. Hey, is your name Paige?
Yes, I'm sorry. We have simulation in the military to get us prepared for different situations that may arise. And then when we're put in situation, we're a little bit more prepared for what may or may not happen.
Do you wear a Popeye outfit?
I'm sorry?
Do you wear a Popeye outfit or anything like that? Or?
No, it's not like that.
It's not like, well, Popeye wore a Navy outfit, so I don't understand.
That's the old style military uniform. We have different uniforms now.
You might as well ask her, does she dress like Daffy Duck?
Well, not Daffy Duck.
I mean, who's the one that wore the hat?
Donald.
Well, do you wear Donald Duck pants?
No, we
she
don't dress
doesn't.
Like that for real.
All right, look at Paige. Thank you for your call, and stay in touch. So do you understand what people are saying to you?
I don't, Mr. Henry, and the strike's on for Monday. Everybody tried to explain it to me, but we're going to shut down the school. And because if they don't, then this guy, Mr. Ackerman, I could say that he touched me, and I don't want to do
that. Why would you do that?
Because we really want to get ROTC off.
You want to get ROTC off the campus so much that you're going to say Mr. Ackerman, the school board president, touched you.
If I've got to go down that road, yeah. And I don't want to do it. I mean, he's stupid. He's probably the stupidest adult I've ever met, next to some of the people I've talked to tonight on your show, and I'm sorry to, you know.
Well, all you've been doing is insulting people, so why would you apologize?
Well, this is true, but if he doesn't get ROTC off our campus, I'm going to say that he tried to, you know, do something to me in his office.
I think, kid, you announcing it on the air here is going to indict you.
No, nobody's going to remember.
Yeah, they will. Here is Bob. Bob, go ahead.
The young man who has been experiencing combat in Halo.
Yes, sir.
I can assure you that Halo is nothing like real combat.
Have you played
it? I've been in combat on the ground and in the air.
Have you played Halo?
I flew over 131 sorties in combat. And my daughter has the Halo set. She enjoys playing it, and I enjoy playing it with her. You use the video games in the military to improve your eye-hand coordination. And it's used as a training tool. But it doesn't teach leadership. And when you are in combat, all those video games and all those technologies that are employed often fail. And as a result of it, you're going to be in hand-to-hand combat. And no video game is going to be able to simulate that.
Well, if you're in the Air Force, how'd you be in hand-to-hand combat? Would you fight the guy in the air?
Obviously, you don't recognize the fact that the Army has helicopters.
I'm sure you fought a guy out in the middle of the air.
No, he's saying that if your craft is downed.
Your craft won't get downed if it's on computers. See, that's the whole thing.
You do not take territory by computer games. You take them by someone stepping up, walking across that area,
across
and occupying the area, and you do that with a combined arms effort.
Well, you don't understand.
And you, no.
I'm afraid you
don't understand.
You don't get it. You don't get the young generation.
And if you enter the military
the youth
with
generation.
That attitude, you're going to find yourself winning the wooden crawl.
Getting wood? Oh, God, how sick are you?
He didn't say getting wood. Getting the wooden cross.
What's that?
Obviously, you need to do some more homework.
Well,
Thank you, Bill, for being on your show.
You can just tell
me. I appreciate the time.
You can tell me what it is, and I wouldn't have to go look it up.
It's a cross that they put on graves, okay?
Hey, you got to prove you flew sorties, because I don't think there's a plane called that. I bet you that guy's last name is Bowie.
Why?
Because his first name's Bob.
Bob Bowie. Get out of here. Bob Bowie. Justin McElroy, in the future, we won't have to have regular armies. We've trained enough on Halo. 1-800-4- What a moron that kid is. And he says that they're stupid. They're going to call a general strike, and if they can't get ROTC off the campus, then he's going to say Mr. Ackerman touched him in his office. 1-800-449-8686. World-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
When was your last workshop inhalation? These are the questions I ask myself. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
And now, from Los Angeles,
The Comb Over Boys Show. The Comb Over Boys Show.
I'm not going to talk until I hear the music.
The Comb Over Boys Show. Comb Over Boy.
Yeah, that's right. Hello, Los Angeles, and welcome to the Comb Over Boys Show. It's a different kind of talk show with a different kind of host. Not hosted by a right-wing wacko or convicted felon. No, I am your host. And you can call us here at 1-800-TOM-CONTINUES-TO-SUCK and be employed by Infinity. That's 1-800-TOM-CONTINUES-TO-SUCK and be employed by Infinity. I will take your phone calls here. We've got a lot on the table, I'll tell you that right now.
Wow, man.
Yeah, that's right. Our program is for young people. Young people who are hip. And, of course, if you're young and hip, you want everybody to know that you listen to the Comb Over Boys Show. So make sure you get your Comb Over bumper sticker. And you can stick that on the back of your car. When people drive down the road, they'll go, oh, my God, what a lame ass. Yeah. All right. I don't know whether or not this has happened to you before, Lyle. But I want to tell you about something that happened to me. And a lot of you guys out there, I'm sure, will have this experience. As you know, as everybody knows, every man who's ever walked the face of the earth knows, it's fun to dress up as Santa Claus, go to an elementary school to get kids to find, you know, that you find attractive, and tell them where you live. That's a lot of fun. I do it a lot to relax. I get in a little Santa Claus suit, put on the beard, put on the boots, put on the belt, the jacket, the pants, get in my car, turn the ignition, drive to the school, find a kid that's cute, tell them where I live, and hope they come over, as you do. Well, you're not going to believe this, but today, I got arrested for it. Somebody at the school, these sexually repressed people, who can't loosen up and let the rest of us who enjoy sex call the cops on me just because I was dressed as Santa Claus and I was trying to pick up on underage minors. Give us a call here. What do you think? Is that unfair? Go ahead.
Hi, Comb-Over. How are you doing?
Do you care?
Yeah, I do. Hey, Comb-Over, how come you, when you explain stuff, you go really slow?
What are you talking about?
Well, you said, I put on the beard, I put on the jacket. I mean, I know you're dressed as Santa Claus. You went over to the school. Why didn't you just say that?
Well, let me tell you. One of the reasons why I do that. And I'm glad you called. By the way, thanks for calling. One of the reasons why I drag things out is because I really don't have much material. And by slowly articulating obvious things and dragging the story out intolerably, I can fill up 4 hours and apparently not bore my core audience of dumb and sexually frustrated men, most of whom are queer for me. That's all the time we've got. I just dragged that one out. Good night. Phil Henry's back.
And now, the Phil Henry Show with Phil Henry. West of the Rockies, dial 1-800-449-8686. East of the Rockies, dial 1-800-449-8686. First-time callers, dial 1-800-449-8686. And the wildcard line is 1-800-449-8686. And now, here's Phil Henry.
Ms. Bobby Dooley and Steve Dooley, her husband, are presidents and vice president of the Western Estates Homeowners Association, a group of homeowners in the West Valley, who held an emergency meeting of their homeowners association last night, correct?
That is correct, yeah.
And thank you for joining us, Ms. Dooley.
Thank you for having us.
What was this in response to?
We received word last night that the U.S. Census Bureau has concluded that by the year 2050, approximately half of the U.S. population will be minority or people of color, and the other half white. The news was caused, Phil, for a meeting for a twofold reason. the modern suburban community is a gated community. It is a gated community because people want more security in light of the world we live in sometimes. And people who do have a higher standard of living live in gated communities and will overreact perhaps to some news. For some reason, a great many European Americans or white Americans find this news, or will find this news, we're sure, a little jarring. And we wanted to give people a heads up in the Census Bureau findings and explain to them that it isn't a cause for alarm. And there are things they can do now, if they act now, so that they don't overreact.
Why does the news that half the U.S. population by 2050 will be minority, why would that news alarm, you're saying, mostly European Americans?
I don't know if it shouldn't. My husband and I guess you could say we're a little bit more with it in terms of racial acceptance. Steve and I get along with the people of color and Mexicans and whatever, and it doesn't bother us. But a lot of these homeowners live here, and a lot of white Americans are going to panic. In case there is confusion, all we're saying is our HOA is a resource for people to access if they're frightened, if they're confused, if they need to reach out and just talk to someone. Because in times like these, you need reassurance. So we have a 24-hour hotline that people can call and just wait for no other reason, just calm their fears.
Well, you say you're going to have a meeting to address people's questions and fears. What do you think they fear by this U.S. population being 50% minority or people of color?
Well, white people will only... First thing we want to do, Phil, is say that when you say white people will only be 50% of the population, we're saying white people will still be 50%. It's very...
Yeah, but what are they fearing?
I don't know. A lot of these whites that we live with, as I said, Steve and I are very egalitarian. We have Mark and Beth Cook are a black couple that we know from our kids' school, and we laugh and dance, and it's great. What I'm trying to do is not really answer the question, why are these whites afraid, but how can we reach out to them and they to us? How can they resource us? What can we do to address the immediate fears that they're going to have? And it's very probable that a majority ownership interest in American companies, et cetera, will still be white people. So
is that it? Are they afraid of the loss of political power?
I really don't know. As I said, Steve and I are very comfortable with colored people. We laugh and dance with a lot of them.
So you're going to reassure people that whites will still have the economic and political power, though the minority population is going to be greater.
That's number one, yeah, and that's important to people. If it isn't, I guess they won't care. That seems to be a concern. The other thing we're going to do, educate them as to what it means in most societies when people of color outnumber white people. I'll give you an example, Phil. In Mexico, the mesquite Indian Mexican far outnumbers the Spanish Mexican of European descent, and yet the Spanish Mexican of European descent has the political power. And the same is true, for instance, in Liberia, where the descendants of American slaves, the more cream-colored ones, rule politically over the natives. So if people are concerned...
Well, that's a little racist, though, isn't it? To say...
Say what?
To say, well, don't worry, the whites are...
So again, I have no problem. I'm just trying to immediately address the panic that might come of this.
All right, Bobby and Steve Dooley, we'll be hearing from Steve as well. He's the Vice President of the Homeowners Association. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686 is the number to talk about this U.S. Census report, which is no really big shocking news, that 50% of the U.S. population will be minority in the year 2050. This according to a story by Gennaro Armas in the Associated Press. This homeowners association has held an emergency meeting to talk to the white people, and you're saying reassuring them. So you're having this meeting to calm them down and to put it into perspective, more or less.
Yeah, and then the next thing we have to do is to prepare for it.
What do you do to prepare? As if it's some kind of a hurricane?
Again, Phil, I don't know what these people, what their problem is, but...
Are you white?
Yes. Yeah, my husband and I are both... I am originally of Italian descent, and my husband is German-Irish.
Okay, so what do you do to prepare white people for a time when minorities will be almost outnumbering them?
Well, what you do when you're in line for... You know, it's practical things. We try to role-play. What do you do when you're in line for a movie and you're the only white person in line?
Okay, so what is the advice?
You know what you do? You just say, it's fine. I'm the only white person, and it's fine. I'm the only white person in line, and I'm all right with that. If you're bothered, tell them, Steve, what you said.
Pull out a dollar bill. I was saying to pull out a dollar bill.
Pull out a dollar bill.
You pull out a dollar bill and what?
And you look at the face of that dollar bill. And you're looking right back into the face of the first president of our country. His face is on money. He's a white man. If that's the thing...
Can I ask you, what do you think about people who have a panic about the fact that in 50 years there's going to be more blacks or Mexicans or minorities? And my understanding of this story, it's really going to be the increase in population will really be among Hispanics and Asians. What do you think of people who worry about that, white people?
You know, Phil, it's a good question. I don't really judge. You know, I don't judge. Steve and I are egalitarian. Mark and Beth Cook are a black couple that we know. We laugh, we dance, we sing, and we don't have a problem. So I try not to judge. What I do try to do is say, hey, you know what? I'm white, and I can get through this through prayer. Keeping our heads about us, as Reggie Kipling said.
1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. I'm going to get to a phone call here. Maya, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show with Bobby and Steve Dooley. Go ahead, Maya.
Hi, Phil. I'd like to address the caller.
Go right ahead.
I think even though she might not realize it, that she's being totally racist.
Mm-hmm.
And this fear of, you know...
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Yes, I'm right here.
Yeah, okay, you don't have to be, it's distracting.
Mm-hmm.
What
am I doing?
This fear, whatever fear is happening is ridiculous, and implying that the...
It really is. It really is.
Yeah, it absolutely is, and it's
But a lot of the white people want to prepare for it.
Prepare for what? Is it an invading army, a cancer?
No,
that's how you're implying it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's like, my race, I'm an African-American. We were a minority in this country, and we dealt with it. So are these people, they can only be in power?
Yeah.
They don't know how to exist any other way?
Well, you know what? I don't really know. I mean, Steve and I have a very dear friends, Mark and Beth Cook, who are black. And we dance and sing and have great fun with them. So, but you have to understand that when something like this happens, the first thing people want to do is have someone they can talk to. What do I do? How do I prepare?
I don't understand. What do they need to be prepared for?
Maybe that's what we need to... What do they need to be prepared for?
Well, it's a little jarring. I'll give you an example. We do some role-playing. Ordinarily, when you walk into a bank to speak to a loan officer, you're generally going to be speaking to a white woman in her mid-40s about your home loan. If the day comes when you walk into a bank and you're addressing, you know, a dark and very swarthy Mesquite Indian in a suit, you know, that can literally suck the oxygen right out of your blood. And
so basically what you're saying is you have to get them out of their institutionalized racist feelings, because that's
I'm not familiar with that.
You're saying you need to prepare the, white people of this nation.
And look,
what you're talking about is institutionalized racism, and this fear is... It's ridiculous.
Well, what do you do? What is a man supposed to do? We role play.
When you say you role play, what do you do? I mean, you're talking about your...
Well, what we do is, in classes of a lot of the homeowners, my husband, and we have some fun, Steve. He's got one of those stick-on mustaches, and he pretends he's the bank officer. And, hi, I'm here for home loan. Oh, yes, ma'am, sit down. And I, oh, my God, you're a Mexican. And we just go through that. And we work through it, you know. And
what's to work through? If you're talking money with a guy who knows money, and you're talking home loans, and you're talking, what's to work through?
It's jarring for a lot of these whites. I know. I think it's funny, too, you know. But I can't really get into the heads of people who will panic about this statistic, because Steve and I just roll with all that information. All I can do is help guide them to keep a level head. Don't worry. And again, remember, in most societies, even the white minority economically holds power.
Well, you know, so power structures have changed throughout the history of the world, and for you to say that, I can't even believe that you're saying that and telling people this in your class. What you're doing is perpetuating their racist feelings by saying that.
Well, how am I doing that? I don't get it.
You're saying, don't worry about it. White people are always going to be in control.
Yeah,
that's the key.
That's the key phrase. Saying, well, even in societies where the minority outrules the white minority, the whites still have the. You used Mexico as an example.
Well, you've got whites that are ready to go crazy. And are ready to swarm all over you and just go crazy on you.
What?
You know,
so what?
You're black.
Yes,
so
I am.
You know what it's like to be the only person at the party who looks
strange. Yeah, but I don't
feel
that I'm not afraid that white people are in control. That's the condition.
Mm-hmm.
You know, at one point, Egyptians ruled the world. You know, at one point, the Mongolians ruled the world. At
well, I'm not familiar with
point
that.
History,
mm-hmm.
You know, Caucasians are.
Well, the Mongolians, there were more of them, but the whites were still president and that kind of thing. So,
well, that's not what she's saying.
I don't know about that.
When
but
the Mongolians
ruled the class, no,
the lighter skinned Mongolians did. And that's.
Well, that. Okay. Look at Maya, thank you for your call. 1-800-449-86. Whoops. I said whoops because I turned my microphone off.
That might be a good idea, Phil. Steve was just...
I'm just kidding, Mr. Henry.
Yeah, that's nice. 1-800-449-8686. The U.S. Census Bureau says by the year 2050, 49.9% of the population will be mostly minorities, Asians, Hispanics, and black people. The Western Estates Homeowners Association, a predominantly white organization, has had emergency meetings to begin to prepare for this. Is this something that people, white people, need to prepare for? 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Survivor Compton. Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
All right, Bobby and Steve Dooley are with us. Western Estates Homeowners Association. How are homeowners, how are people across the country dealing with the news today from the U.S. Census Bureau that a majority of Americans in the year 2050 will be minority? They will be Asian. I guess they won't be minorities anymore.
You know, Steve was saying that. He said, how can you call them minorities when they're going to be the majority? And that's something that I think isn't fair. I think you need to call them the majority if they're going to be the majority. You know, and no one's talking about that. And that is so very important to how we go. And
all right, I want to get to a call, but you mentioned something about the children.
Well, the children are the ones that are going to have to deal with this the most. They're the ones we can really help because... they're the ones who are going to have to, it's going to be very jarring to them and very frightening to suddenly one day show up at school. And I'm not saying that anyone's going to hurt them, but to sit down in class and everyone is a little darker, a little not perhaps, and I'm saying perhaps, not as smart as them. And
all right, now right there sounds like a racist comment.
No, I said perhaps. I didn't say...
Well,
you're leaning in that direction. 1-800-449-8686. Estella, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show with Bobby and Steve Dooley.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
Where mm-hmm. do you get off?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. Where do you get mm-hmm. off saying that white mm-hmm. people and children mm-hmm. should be concerned mm-hmm. about the classrooms? And why would they
yeah.
be scared?
Yeah,
why would they be scared unless there's people like you
yeah.
putting
mm-hmm.
thoughts in their head
mm-hmm.
to be scared of people like that?
Well, you know, I'm not racist at all. Steve and I have,
yes, you are. You are so racist, and you don't even know
it. Oh, my God.
Which is the worst.
You know,
that's the worst part of it.
When you called me a racist just now, I felt as if I was going to black out because no one has ever called me that.
You are.
I love.
You are racist.
Blacks.
And you're a bigot. And you are.
Oh my
trying
God.
To make it.
You know.
Ms. Dooley,
what we're trying to say is the comment you just made, there's going to be some black kids around you and they may not be as smart.
Well, and they might
that's
be as smart.
Too. Why wouldn't they be as smart? And what does that have to do with
mm-hmm.
anything?
Well, first,
you know,
look,
they're just so, like there's mentally disabled people in this world. You're not going to treat them different.
Okay,
you're
going to
love them and treat them the same
right,
and include them in the same holidays
well,
and everything else that you do.
What's that, Mr. Dooley?
I think Estella just hit the point. She said that blacks, like mentally retarded people, need to be treated equally.
That's what we're saying. We're not saying to hate. If you see a black person...
You're not saying to treat them equally. You're
you
saying
just said.
That white children, little white children, are going to be scared of walking into a classroom with dark people. Where
you're,
do you get off? What
Estella,
planet did
I'm
you come from?
I'm agreeing with you when you said blacks, like mentally retarded people, are people too, and can be taught to do things. I'm not disagreeing.
Wait
you are absolutely, absolutely
no,
ridiculous.
No, no,
you're
I'm agreeing
ridiculous.
With you. I'm agreeing with you, and you don't want a white person agreeing with you. My boys have been taught...
Wait a minute. The lady probably misspoke, and I don't think her intent was to say mentally retarded people like black people. Her intent was you treat everybody good. You treat everybody...
Absolutely not. I did not mean that mentally retarded people
oh,
are black
said,
people.
Well, that's what you said.
No, that is not what
and,
I said. What I
well,
said
that wasn't
is
her intent.
You
and
would not treat a
all Steve and I are doing is
different.
Training them to learn how to take instruction from an Asian or a Hispanic teacher without a normal feeling of wanting to defend yourself. That's all.
You know what? I don't
oh,
understand where you started thinking that this
mm-hmm.
place, this planet,
mm-hmm.
was supposed to be for
mm-hmm.
the white people only.
Mm-hmm.
This planet is for every human being that is alive and well and
thought,
is living a life
yeah.
and is,
yeah.
is working for their families
yeah.
and is buying homes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that is absolutely ridiculous. That's
you know,
ridiculous.
I totally agree with that. I saw a documentary the other day on TV that talked about how we're all, you know, brothers and sisters. And I really liked it.
We really agreed with it. But all we're trying to say is that a lot of the white people are going to be afraid.
I don't like that comment you made, Bobby.
Well, what else is new? Nobody's liked anything I've said tonight, and I've tried to send a message of hope.
Well, hold on for a minute.
Well, you know what? Everybody gets frightened. I can go into a white neighborhood and be... It's absolutely ridiculous for you to think that you are going. White people are going to be frightened because there's going to be more black
well,
or Mexicans.
Well, I think there's nothing wrong with reminding white people that it's all right if there are blacks around them. You know, just around.
It's
them.
All right if there's blacks around.
Around them.
Okay, look it.
Okay,
the
so that's all we're saying.
When you said
Estella,
that
I gotta
you're
hold on, hold on, hon. I got to take a break here. 1-800-449-8686. With the U.S. Census saying more minorities in the year 2050 than whites, do whites, as in Bobby Dooley's opinion, do they need to be prepared? 1-800-449-8686. We'll be back with Bobby and Steve Dooley on the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. God's favorite radio show. The Phil Henry Show is back.
Bobby,
Bobby and Steve Dooley from the Western States Homeowners Association join us, talking about the U.S. Census Bureau's report on the American population being 49 to 50% minority, and that by the year 2050, and that means Asians, Hispanics, Blacks.
And I wanted to jump in, Phil, if I could. Steve also wanted to make a comment.
Go ahead.
Just remember again, they're not being a minority, they're being a majority. And I think he's going to stop it.
I think what Steve is saying...
Well, all right, you don't have to call them minority. You can call them the majority if you want, but I mean, they were traditionally the minority. Now, you are talking some things here. You're saying that white people need to be prepared. You've got a 24-hour hotline?
Yes.
For whites to call in and what?
We get a lot of panicked whites. We get a lot of people saying, you know, what am I going to do? You know, I mentioned you go into a bank to get a loan, and sitting behind the desk is, you know, is an Indian or a one of these. And what do you do? I'm not saying the Indian isn't good at numbers, but I'm saying you're not traditionally used to sitting down and saying, you know, how much for points with an individual that at one time might have been abducting children to raise them in a native way. And so
I fail to hear the point you're making here. And
well, you know, Mr. Hendry, one of the...
And the idea that...
We give you the role player.
We wanted to play the song. If you can... You can hear this, right?
Yeah, it's Mexican mariachi music.
This is music that I think is wonderfully ethnic. It is delightful. And it's very possibly going to be some music that we have to get used to listening to. And in order to feel comfortable with it, oh, say, can you see Vital Dawn's early life?
Okay, are you saying we're...
Why is it so funny?
I don't understand why you're laughing. Because...
Ms. Dooley, I believe that you're worrying about something you don't need to worry about.
And I think, Mr. Hendry, as the president of a homeowners association for the last 15 years, where we have completely refurbished the gate and the security shack, we have put in an entirely new third phase pool with a cabana, two barbecue areas, where I have personally been responsible for upgrading even the townhomes with granite counters. You asked me to turn all of that over to a new generation of these, you know, of the minorities, and I think I have a right to ask, really, and who's picking up the garbage bill? That's what I'm trying to say.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Summer, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Bobby and Steve Dooley.
Hi, thank you for taking my phone call.
Yes,
I just
ma'am.
Wanted to state a few things
mm-hmm.
real quickly.
Mm-hmm.
First of all,
mm-hmm.
The U.S. Census mm-hmm. is stating that this is
mm-hmm.
going to be in about 50 years.
Mm-hmm.
This is not
mm-hmm.
going to be overnight.
Mm-hmm.
So over
mm-hmm.
a gradual period of time,
mm-hmm.
more and more, quote-unquote, minorities
mm-hmm.
will be
mm-hmm.
entering into America. Our children
mm-hmm.
are not going to wake up one morning and
mm-hmm.
find eight
mm-hmm.
more minorities than
mm-hmm.
there were yesterday. This
mm-hmm.
is something that will be over a gradual process. Second, I would also like to state that the U.S. Census
mm-hmm.
has also done statistics, and those statistics do state
yeah.
that on average
exactly.
that blacks and Mexicans
right.
have an IQ lower of anywhere from 10 up to 40 points lower than the average Anglo-Saxon. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I would
wow.
also like to state to you
wow.
that by... Yeah, this is another statistic.
Wow,
okay? So before you get on a talk show...
So you agree with me? You agree with me, then, that when those black kids
sit down,
this is not
something
our white
agree
kids should be
that.
Able
this
to say, even though he's black and he might be dumber, I should treat him equally.
All people should be treated equal, but this is
right.
not about my opinion. This is about facts and statistics,
yes.
and that's
uh-huh.
what I'm talking about this evening.
Okay,
okay.
All right, go ahead.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Another fact is that if you take a group of
excuse me for 1 minute, Summer. Summer, excuse me for 1 minute. Would you please
okay.
turn that music off? Would you please turn that off?
I don't understand.
Turn the music off, please. Go right ahead, ma'am.
Okay. I also just wanted to state that if you take a group of
can I ask you just a quick question? Do you work in a party store?
No, I'm not.
Do you work in a party store? Do you
no,
work?
I'm in the medical field, ma'am.
Oh, because it sounded
like
you'd been around some helium or something.
Really
all right. Go right ahead.
Okay. If you take a group of people and you train
mm-hmm.
them for something specific, and in your case, to help them to not be racist, which if you look in the dictionary, just quickly to all your listeners, if you look in the dictionary under racist, it means a race. We're all racist. I personally, I'm Anglo-Saxon.
Well,
you're
I don't
Italian.
Know. I don't
okay?
know what that
that's,
means.
Of course, you don't know what a lot of things mean, and I'm going to school you here real quick. You're putting blinders on children.
All right, let me jump in here because, Ms. Dooley, I saw something in brochures printed for the Western Estates community. You are targeting the year 2045, which you and your husband claim is 5 years before the minorities take over. Western Estates is refurbishing their townhomes with mud ovens and simulated adobe wall coverings. Isn't that correct?
You know, Mr. Hendry, I think it's very unfair.
Isn't it right that you're putting mud ovens in?
Yes.
Why?
Oh, my God. What? You have Mexicans and everything. I don't understand.
Are you telling me you're putting mud ovens in your townhomes to get ready for the Mexicans to move in?
You know, the disapproval that I have gotten since I've been on your program from you and women like this one who think she knows everything.
You know, I'm not giving you an opinion. I'm giving
you really do.
Here's the one opinion I will give you, though.
Don't you think it's right to put a mud oven in a home?
I think that if somebody wants a mud oven in their home, they'll put a mud oven in their home, and it makes you more of a prejudging to a particular race for you to put a mud oven in a home with that pre-idealized thought that this person is going to want a mud oven because they're of the Mexican ethnic group, regardless of the fact that they're in the United States of America.
You know, you think you know so much. Do you know how to make a corn tortilla? No, I don't think you do. So before you leap, look. Oh, she's laughing now.
Well, what has that got to do with it, making a corn tortilla?
You know what, Summer? I want to say one more thing. The casting call for the Munchkins was last week. I'm sorry. Have your agent call us.
Jesus.
All right, that's a personal attack on the lady. And
it's okay.
All right, Summer, thank you. You made some very educated points. I appreciate those very much. 1-800-449-8686.
You know, the way you've been sucking on everybody's right rear cheek.
All right, now we're going to have to deal with the FCC on that.
What
you just said. The Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Rather be playing Grand Theft Auto. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Here is Ernesto on the Phil Hendry Show.
Oh, boy.
Ernesto, go ahead.
Hey, how are you doing?
Yes, sir, fine.
I just want to make a quick comment to this young lady. I mean, you are the most racist person I've ever met, even heard on national radio.
I don't even think
you even know it. And your friends, the cooks, need to have a serious sit-down talk with you.
Who are they?
Because I tell you what.
The black couple that you laugh and dance and sing with?
Oh, yes. They are a lovely couple, and their children are in school with ours.
Well, I tell you what, they need to have a serious sit-down and talk with you, because if you are a true friend to these people, I mean, I don't think you guys have to role-play in order to be friends with them. In order to have dinner or go dancing.
Yeah, I could ask you, as a reasonable man, are you Hispanic?
Yes, I am, and I'm married to a beautiful Asian, and I have two beautiful kids.
Do you find anything offensive about a mud oven?
Do I see anything offensive about it?
With a mud oven, yeah.
If I order the mud oven myself, no.
No, these come standard in all of the townhomes that we anticipate will be the primary targets of purchase by Hispanic Californians.
Well, in other words, Ernesto, what
she's saying is they put these mud ovens in homes where they think Hispanics are going to move in because that's how you guys cook. That's what she's saying.
You know, you put it very hatefully, Mr. Hendry. You really put it very hatefully.
That is so ridiculous. I mean, this is the modern age. I mean, even in Mexico, we don't have. Even in Mexico, they are using gas ovens now.
That's good to know.
What do you mean that's good to know? There's something else, too. Your son was arrested 3 nights ago driving a Dodge Durango that was not street legal. It was 3 inches off of the pavement, and he gave the arresting officer the reason, I'm getting ready for the Mexicans. What's that mean?
You try to make everything racist, Mr. Hendry.
Oh, come on, Ms. Dooley. You advised your son to lower his Durango down so it wasn't street legal. He's got on chain rims. He's got the chain driving wheel. The steering wheel, I should say. That's a lot of that is car club stuff. Some of it's gangbanger stuff. Is that how you relate to all Mexican people?
This is how I relate to the wonderful, wonderful Mexican people.
Well, how? That's all
like
I
here,
hear,
though. Right there. See,
that's laughing. I mean that right there. That right there tells me you are the most racist person on this earth.
I
cannot believe that you're doing this stuff.
That I want my children
modern of age of
that
of,
I want
of
my children to be accepted in the new United States of America makes me racist. That I want my children.
Ms. Dooley, you don't have any idea. Just because a kid lowers his Durango doesn't mean that he's now officially Hispanic. And just because you put mud ovens in a townhome doesn't mean Native American families are going to want to move in. And just because some guy sits behind a desk who's a loan officer and he happens to look like a mesquite Indian vegetable picker doesn't mean you're going to become more of a egalitarian human being. This is what this man's saying and officer's saying. Just be a human being, okay?
Oh, yeah, right. Just be you, huh? Yeah, sure.
No, just be a human being, not be him. Be yourself, but come on now. Don't be racist, as much racist as
listen
you are.
Listen to this. Now listen to this. Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light?
Well, I am.
Okay, I'm hanging up on
so
her.
Racist.
Yeah, she's a freaking racist, and the whole idea of this is whites are nervous because minorities are going to be some 50% of the country. I appreciate your phone call, sir.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Say, can you see? But
no, you know what the joke is. You know what the joke is.
Are you back?
Yes.
You hung up on me.
No, you hung up on me.
All right, what's the joke?
Jose, can you see? Steve heard that one at the shop. Is that right, Steve?
Jose, can you see?
Isn't that funny? I haven't heard that one in weeks.
I don't understand. Huh?
There's Bobby getting all the white folks prepared for the invasion of Native American families that are going to want to have that mud oven option. Yeah, what are some of the options you are? Well, you look brown enough. We've got the mud oven. The mud oven, and we have, don't forget, the deerskin sweat lodge in the backyard, too, is a really nice feature. All right, 1-800-449, now selling at...
Jesus, you really spit it out. Can't catch your tongue?
Now selling at Western Estates. 1-800-449-8686, the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8666. Fair and balanced without the porn. The Phil Henry Show is back. Phil Henry Show.
Comedy gold.
I am appalled at this guy. I mean, absolutely appalled. To the point that I've called in. I've never called a radio show in my life.
You know, I find it funny that people are appalled with me. I'm trying to help this country protect itself from the inevitability of a mutant-producing radiological...
Will you come on with that?
Are you psychic?
Well, I'm not psychic, but I can certainly read the news. They did it in Madrid.
Right.
They changed the government. If they could do it over here and change Bush's government, Blair's government in London, they'll do it as well.
You know what you remind me of? You remind
me
of one of those traveling salesmen back in the
1800s
selling their elixirs.
Well, that may be true,
that's
man. But you know, you can make it about me, but it's about Al Qaeda and what they want to do.
It's not about you. You're on a political kick, and you don't want.
So you think it's all a big fairy tale? You think it's all a big fairy tale?
I think it's ridiculous that you're trying to scare the American women.
Are you of childbearing years?
Sweetie, I'm 36 years old, not born four children,
okay.
And I'm going to tell you, nobody, not you, or any other man, is going to be able to scare me or anybody else that I know of into buying some lead-lined suit that you can't prove to me is going to work.
Wait a second. Everyone knows that lead inhibits radiation. Everyone, why do you wear a lead apron when you get your teeth x-rayed? Hello? Jeez.
I don't know, but you know what?
Well,
I think you're not going
to
put it over your eye sockets, and you're not going to put it over your whole body, because it's going to be somewhere for it to seep into, isn't there?
You can get lead contact lenses. There are ways of...
You're going to be flopping around like a fish with the rest of us, so why
are you
saying
that crap? It's not me. I'm talking about you pushing out another mutant when the rest of the world's trying to
struggle. You know what?
To me...
I wish I knew where you were right now, because I'm going to tell you something. Anybody who has the unmitigated gall, I bet you don't even know what that is. How about you go look it up? I bet you don't have any clue. You have no clue about anything that you're talking about.
You wish you knew where I was.
And you have the gall to talk about people with fins? You have lost your mind.
Ma'am.
You know what?
No, I'm just trying to put an end to these types of afflictions.
You opened a big can of worms, mister, because I'm going to tell you something.
I want
children.
You. Well, what do they look like? You
they're
see, this
beautiful.
Is what I'm saying.
Well, wait, what does
unlike
that mean?
Yours,
what do they
I'm
look
sure.
like?
Well, if she hasn't got a problem with mutants, maybe she's already popped out three or four. This is what I'm trying to say. One out
there. Wait a
yours,
second.
I'm your KKK agent, aren't you?
Well, I'm not the one with the southern accent. But anyway,
hi, please.
On
you
the
know
other
what?
Hand,
I don't
ma'am,
have a problem
out.
With any people,
ma'am.
But I do have people with you because you're ignorant.
So you
and you're on
her?
The radio. Oh, my God. How the hell did you make it to radio?
Ma'am, I have...
Look at Mr. McNamara, rather than engage in insults of my caller, I want to know an answer to this woman's question, which is, you are not psychic, you don't know that there's going to be a terror strike. Yes, Spain, yes, there have been incidents, but we have a security office here.
Oh, come on, will you, Mr. Henry? Anybody knows that one radiological bomb, and this woman's got a kid growing a hand out of the top of his head, and then she's going to wish to God I was around with a lead-lined suit. But no, she's giving me crap right now, but like I said to the other lady... They gave crap to a guy by the name of Noah. Maybe you heard about him. He was building a boat, and they said, hey, old man, you're stupid. And in a lot of ways, I feel like Noah, trying to tell people what, you know, if they don't want to listen to me. Go ahead, have a kid with a...
Then why don't you try a different marketing tactic instead of attacking the American women and making it seem like we're so stupid and, oh, my God, there's a bomb. Oh, God, I got to run out and buy this idiot suit for $800. You have lost your friggin' mind.
Well, ma'am, I can tell you that if you don't want to buy the suit, one of your neighbors will, and then they will, when you're knocking on the door wanting you and your three-legged kid to get in, they won't let you in. So, you know.
You know what? I hope some person somewhere tonight does something about you, because you know what?
You
have no
violent.
Business on the radio running
violent.
Your mouth.
You know, I've been trying to help the American people, and you're violent. All you want to do is wish ill. I wish good on you. I wish
oh,
good
really?
On the American people.
Oh, really? You're wishing good on somebody
yes.
with hands growing out of head?
No, I said I hope,
around?
I
yeah,
hope
uh-huh.
you don't give birth to a kid with a hand growing out of his head. Did
oh,
you hear
yeah,
what I said?
You're going to be the one standing back going, ha-ha, I told you, uh-huh. Yeah,
you know,
uh-huh.
you've got four children, huh? And with you
you're
being so cheap, those four kids of yours will be giving birth to kids with heads growing off of their thighs. Thanks a lot.
Phil Henry Show.
Comedy Gold.
Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
You're a buttload with legs.
Now, Phil Hendry.
You think that pregnant women are put on a pedestal, sir?
Yes, sir, I do.
Why?
Oh, I just think that our society has glorified pregnancy, I think, to the point where pregnant women are put up on a pedestal, and I think it's a bad thing to do. Because I think you run the risk, if you kiss up to them too much, you can...
Well, what, I mean, pregnant women put on a pedestal, pregnant women are, there's a lot of things going on there. They're symbols of life, new life. They're also in a physically vulnerable place, right? You know?
Well, I personally, my experience has been, I can point out something that happened at a 4th of July party that we were at this past weekend. My son Chase and I were invited to a home, Craig... Dulan, who is a gentleman that I have been doing some work for, and his wife, Joanne, who is pregnant, and I had done some cabinet work for them. And this is an example, I think, of how pregnant women can turn into, I don't want to, the B word, but...
Okay, tell me about this. So you had a pool, were we at a pool party?
It was a 4th of July party, yes.
Tell me what happened.
Just
go ahead and, I don't want to prompt you with a lot of questions. Tell me what happened. What happened at this pool party? This man's wife is pregnant?
Well, yes, sir. My son, Chase, was in the pool, and they've got a very big pool. It's a beautiful home. It's got a water slide and so forth. He was throwing a football with this other young guest, and the football they were throwing was one of these Nerf footballs, if you've ever seen them. They get very heavy when they're in the water.
It's hard to imagine anybody can throw one.
Well, they were tossing it back and forth, and the boy reached up to catch the football that my son Chase had thrown, and it hit this lady Joanne, who is And it hit her, and suddenly she's screaming at Chase. And I said to her, calm down. And I can see that she's pregnant.
Well, now, where did it hit her?
I believe it hit her in the stomach area.
Okay, see, do you realize you hit a pregnant woman in the stomach, she can miscarry?
Well, okay, that's kind of a misconception. Maybe she could, but I think you need to know pregnant women are a lot tougher than they let on. And this is what I'm saying. She got upset more about Chase and me laughing because what happened was he threw the football and it hit her, as I say, in the stomach area. That's which is not a good. I'm not saying it's a good thing.
Well, what were you guys laughing? This is a pregnant. How pregnant was she?
Well, she was very evidently pregnant. I don't know how many months along she was.
So you guys laughed?
Well, he hit her with the football, and we both said at the same time, touchdown, or something like that. I suppose
you guys said touchdown after you hit this pregnant woman with a football.
Well,
see, that if I was her husband, I would be very angry.
Well, and I totally understand that, and I did apologize to her, but I also told her, I said, you know, you can come off your act a little bit, because...
What do you mean you can come off, because you thought she was kidding around?
Well, no, not kidding around.
You thought when you hit her with the football, she was playing it up?
Yes, sir, she was playing it up, and I said to her, look, the boy's sorry, but he's playing with a football, and you're walking around pregnant, and you can... Quit with your act, is what I said, and that's when she asked us to leave. And
well, I got to tell you, I don't know where you know, how she asked you guys to leave after you said touchdown.
But we did a pretty, here's my question for you, Mr. Henry. At what point do we say to pregnant women, okay, you're pregnant, good for you, but the world doesn't, evolve around you, and you know as well as I do, you're not as delicate as you try and come off.
But I told you that you hit a woman with a football who's pregnant, she can miscarry with a trauma like that. You understand what I'm saying?
Let me tell you something about pregnant women.
And no, but you know what I'm saying?
Well, sir, I'm the son, I'm the father of a boy. I was with my wife through 9 months of pregnancy. The pregnant women are not weaklings. They want you to believe they are. I was in a nightclub up here in Ventura about 7-8 years ago. It was a country western bar. I saw this gal. She was pregnant. She's smoking cigarettes. She's line dancing. And she was fine. And
well, have you seen her kids since she gave birth to the kid? How do you know how well that kid's doing?
No, I don't. No, I have not. But I'll tell you this. My mother was pregnant with me. She worked up through her 9th month. And you know something? I said to this lady...
Well, hold on. Hold on for a minute, sir. I want to give a phone number out here because I do have people to call the show. Our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Let me just restate here what happened at this party. You were at a 4th of July. Was your wife there?
No, my wife is not well. She's right now, she's having some therapy done. She was in an automobile accident, and she cannot, it's not good for her to get up in her legs, so we went by ourselves. But I could tell.
Well, let me ask you. You were the husband of a pregnant woman at one time. At what point, if somebody hits your wife in the stomach with a football, and then they yell touchdown,
Well, we did apologize.
Well, you apologized, but then you said, "Why don't you come off your act?" Wouldn't you get angry?
Well, you're talking about my son Chase. Is this boy is very special to me? You got to understand. He is everything that I. Couldn't be. I hope he is everything. And I do love my son very much. And
well, everybody's kid's that important.
All right, everybody's kid's that important, but they don't have to come off like their kid is, you know, Joe Montana, you know, and everything like that. So I said to her, you know, you're yelling at me, and you're acting like you're all weak, and you're a pregnant woman, and you just ain't that weak.
And what did she say to that?
And then she said to me, well, let me tell you something. I don't take that. She said she didn't take that as an apology.
Okay.
And she said, you and your son can leave. And this is the wife of this gentleman I worked for. So I said to Joe, do we have to leave? And he, by that time, you know how it is. He's having a few beers. He was feeling pretty good. He says, I don't know. He kind of shrugged his shoulders. So I said, I tell you what. You know, and I'm sorry that I said this, and I do apologize, but I told her that, I said, you can go straight to hell, you know. And I told my son,
all right, let me. So your son hits her with a football, a waterlogged Nerf football, which weighs about like a brick. He must have one hell of an arm on him.
He's got a great arm. Yes, sir, he does.
So he hits her with a full spiral pass in the stomach with a wet Nerf ball, and you guys yell touchdown.
We yelled touchdown, or so I think I said at that point. I said, "Now that's 7 points right there," and I patted him on the, head. And
look at you! You hit a woman in the stomach with a you didn't.
No, my son did.
All right. Was the husband concerned?
Well, he didn't know. He was not concerned. She was. Yeah, she was raising holy hell. She was screaming and everything. She said this and that. She said
what was she screaming?
She was saying, you know. Calling my son, how could you do that to me? I don't know what she said, but she was really upset. And I said, look, you can come off your act. Everybody sees that you're pregnant. And we know as well as you do that that's no big thing. See, that's what I'm trying to say. Pregnant women, let me tell you a story, Mr. Henry. My mother worked through 9 months of pregnancy, okay? And you know what my mother was doing before I was born? She worked for Lou Devonshire here in a women's wrestling circuit. She traveled.
Your mother was a wrestler?
Yes, sir, she was. Yeah, she worked for Lou Devonshire. My father was her manager. And she worked all the way up until it was delivery time, and nothing was wrong with my mother getting hit with. So this lady getting hit with a football is a perfect example of what I'm trying to say. They expect to be put on a pedestal. And my mother, who loved us and took care of us, and I loved her with everything in my heart. And with me inside of her, she's getting boots in the gut. Here's a pregnant woman. And at that time, she wrestled against Doris Damone, I don't know if you're familiar with wrestling. She had the Damone pile driver. My mother survived pile drivers, triple suplexes, sleeper holds where they cut the oxygen off while she was pregnant with me. And today, you got pregnant women walking around with a plastic bag, to catch their you-know-what, because they might be able to sell it on eBay. And brother, I'll tell you, that hurts when you see that kind of stuff going on. And so we get kicked out of this party on account of what?
Well, if it's the guy's house.
Well, he didn't throw me out, she did.
Well, she threw you and your son out because you hit her with a football. And
humiliated us by throwing us out, made me look bad in front of all my coworkers, made me look bad in front of my employer. And I'm just very skeptical of pregnant women who play it up like this woman. I'm not really sure of her motives. I don't mean to be rude, but maybe she played it up to get something. I mean, my mother never played it up, but a lot of these pregnant women play it up.
And what do you suspect she's trying to get? She's trying to sue you? I mean, she could probably sue you.
No, she can't sue me. My son was in the pool with a football. No, she's trying. A lot of these pregnant gals play it up big time, like, hey, look at me, I'm pregnant.
Hold on for a minute. Austin, right?
I'm sorry, sir?
Your name is Austin?
Yes, sir. Austin Market. Yes, sir.
All right, hold on for a minute. 1-800-449-8686. You believe this guy's mother was a wrestler? Anyway, his son hit a pregnant woman with a football at a 4th of July party, and while he did apologize, apparently he offended the host by saying touchdown or that's 7 points or something when the woman got hit square in the stomach. Now, that's a pretty serious thing. This gentleman's claiming that pregnant women aren't that, they're not that fragile. That they play it up. 1-800-449-8686. I don't know if there's anything to this idea that, hey, hi, I'm pregnant, so, you know, I want the whole world to roll a red carpet out for me. Maybe. Margaret, did you ever see that with Emily? Did the world lay out a red carpet for her? No. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. It's not news. It's the Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Tell my audience what you just told me, Mr. Marco. When your wife was pregnant with your son, what?
When And my wife, I'm a very big football fan. I'm originally from Texas, even though I live in California right now. And football is very big in town. And I'm a football fan. And my wife, when she was pregnant with my son, you know, on a Sunday afternoon, I'd have a few beers. I'd say, now, I want to demonstrate something, because if you've got some friends over and they're enjoying a football game, and we would do this on many Sundays, and you see a play. Now, my favorite linebacker was the great Ray Nitschke of the Green Bay Packers. And I could demonstrate to my friends, and my wife willingly, and I want to underline the word willingly, would stand there and let me use her to demonstrate blocking moves and tackling moves.
Right into her gut?
Yeah, yes, sir, but I'm not trying to hurt her. I just wrap my arms around her gently and say, look at this. This is what Nitschke would do. Say, for instance, Jim Brown is running on an end sweep. Nitschke come over and a boom, you know. And if you've ever heard John Madden on the football, he'll say boom and all of that. But it never hurt her. And
so you would wrap your arms gently around your... All I'm trying to tell you, sir, is that a pregnant, if it's somebody else's house and it's someone else's wife.
Yeah, but I'm just trying to educate the husband and the wife. Don't play it up, you know, because I'll tell you what, you look in the movie magazines, you see all these movie stars, what do? I'm pregnant, and they play it all up so that people will send them presents and everything like that.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Let's go over to Darlene. We got a lot of women hanging on the line who I'm sure are going to have some...
Yeah.
Go ahead, Darlene.
You know, this guy must have been hit. When he was in the womb, he must have been hit by something while his mother was 9 months pregnant with him.
Well, I anticipated
and
a comment like that.
Evidently, you know, this is something that's gone on in the whole family. And I would venture to say that many of the women that are the movie stars don't go around saying they're pregnant to receive gifts. First of all,
well, every time you open up a movie magazine, they're all in there saying that they want to have
presents. Mothers were hit in the stomach while they were pregnant, and they ended up having mental and physical disabilities. Now, if you hit that mother in the stomach at the right spot, you can kill that baby, and that's called murder. Now, I think if you want to be a responsible adult, you better start telling your children to stop messing around with pregnant women.
And man, he's not messing around with pregnant. Mr. Henry, I'd like to make a comment.
I'd like to make a comment, sir. That's all
right, hold
I
on,
want
darling.
To say to you.
Hold on,
you
darling.
Need...
Hold on, darling. What?
Well, she's saying I'm messing around with pregnant women. My boy's not messing around.
Well, when he threw the football.
He wasn't trying to hurt that lady. Simply put, and the other thing that I want to mention, at what point does a man understandably take pride in a son who's got a good, strong rocket arm? Because I'll tell you right now, you can take Eli Manning and you can flush him down any toilet you want, because my boy has got an arm.
Well, that's fine that your son's got a good, strong arm. He hit a pregnant woman, okay?
And he did not mean to do that. And if that lady that just called in has got a mentally unstable kid, maybe that lady ought to, you know, the police should go and see what she'd done to her kid to make him mentally unstable.
All right, well, let me see if Darlene is still there. Darlene?
I'm here.
Go ahead and respond if you want.
Yeah, I want to tell this man, keep his wonderful arm and his son's wonderful arm, Texas arm, away from pregnant women. He or his son will never in their life ever be pregnant. They have no conception of what it's like to be pregnant and what a pregnant woman goes through.
Well, it was
and
a soggy nerf ball, ma'am.
That husband of hers, that's really something else. He needs to be educated. And you know what? His mother probably got hit several times in the stomach whenever she was pregnant with him. That's what's wrong with his head. And that's what's wrong with his son's head.
Well, ma'am, just because you have a retarded
boy, go back and find out what
it's all about.
Doesn't
mean that I did it to you. I didn't make your kid retarded.
My kid's not retarded.
You just said that you had a retarded son, I thought.
I don't have a retarded son, but I know two men that have mental disabilities and physical disabilities because their mothers were hit in the stomach by some jerk just like you when they were pregnant.
Well, this is called
projection,
Mr. Henry.
And now these two men have to grow up to be adults.
She's
and they cannot take
now.
Care of themselves.
She's saying, I know of two men. She's actually talking about her two sons, probably.
No, I don't have two sons, you jerk ass.
Well, ma'am, I'll tell you, I have not called you a name because I'm a gentleman.
But no, you're not. Anybody that says it's okay to hit a pregnant woman is not a gentleman.
Ma'am?
He's not a gentleman.
No, nurse.
He's not a gentleman. He's not a gentleman.
Okay.
He's not even.
All right.
He's
not
a responsible adult. He's not a gentleman.
No way. All right.
You know,
but
no way.
No wet nerf ball makes a retard. That's all I want to say.
No wet nerf ball makes a retard.
You are a retard.
I'm just trying to tell you.
You are a retard.
You can't make no retard out of a wet nerf ball.
When she was pregnant with you, you are a retard.
Hey, let me tell you about my
and
mother.
And your son is probably a retard.
Sharon Amarco was one of the top wrestlers on the women's wrestling circuit.
Go back to your retard family, Mr. Retard.
Well, ma'am, I tell you.
And stay there and leave pregnant women alone.
See, this is what I mean about pregnant women. You can't.
All right, look at Darlene. You made some good points. I'm going to let you go. 1-800-449-8686. I don't think you let that lady say what she wanted to say.
God, yes, I most certainly did, sir. Yes, I did.
Okay, go ahead. Make your point that I got to move to another call.
My point is this. You heard how hysterical that lady got. The minute you start probing into the very sacred world of the pregnant woman, they go wild on you. You heard that. So the media that...
No, we're talking about the well-being of a mother and a child. I think that's the thing you don't understand. This is Bootsy. Hello, Bootsy. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hi.
Hi, Bootsy.
I just want to make a quick point. Number one, this man does not realize he must have been injured when he was a child, else he wouldn't be influencing his child that could injure
his own child
one day by throwing a football at her, and it is not okay. You can't pacify it. And
I'm at
you're
the Morongo
at,
Bingo right
you
now.
Have a
I'm
right
up $200. If I'm retarded, ma'am, how is it I'm up $200?
I didn't call you retarded. You know who you are, so you just admitted you were. I didn't know you were retarded.
You said there's something wrong with
retarded.
Me. You said
but I'm concerned
like
about you influencing your son. And to tell a child that looks up to you that it's okay to do and to condone it, what on earth is the matter with
you? You said touchdown, didn't you?
Yeah, I said touchdown, big deal.
And you're also touting the fact, hey, what an arm. Eli Manning ain't got nothing on your kid.
Well, is there something wrong with a father being proud of his son's arm?
No, sir, but when he hits a
but
pregnant woman...
But what about
the
unborn child? Do you have no decency or compassion in you for someone else's?
If I got messed up when my mom was pregnant, how come I'm $300 up right now at the Morongo Indian Casino?
Oh, isn't that cute? Is that what how you make your living, by gambling?
I'm on
That's
my day
another
off.
Good lesson
yeah,
we're learning
day.
What you're teaching your son.
On my day off,
I am
yes,
so
ma'am.
Happy I called to expose the world. Make sure he say his name two and three times.
My name
so
is Austin Amarca.
What a perfect
and my son, Chase Amarca, is going to be going to Syracuse University, and he's going to make Eli Manning look like some skinny little anorexic Olsen twin.
1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show will be right back.
The Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Hey, Jack Ball. It's entertainment.
We're back on the Phil Henry Show. Mr. Austin Amarca attended a 4th of July barbecue where his son, throwing a Nerf football, soggy Nerf football, and I want to make that distinction, Mr. Amarca, because that's a very heavy object. When kids are playing with a football in the pool is one thing.
Again, you don't want to give my son credit for being able to throw that as well as he did. I understand he hit a pregnant woman, and I am sorry for that, but nobody wants to give my son credit for throwing that ball on the fly, almost a good 30 yards on a rope, a soggy Nerf ball.
Good for him, man. Good for him. If he did that in a scouting combine, if he did that on a practice field, if he did it in a game, not hitting a pregnant woman.
Well, let me say this, Mr. Andy,
you've heard the ladies say, and they're right, this kind of thing causes serious trauma.
I want to say, though, if an unborn child is so weak that a bounce on the head with a Nerf ball kills it, then I would say, why should it live? You see what I'm saying? In other words, I'm not saying...
Oh, my God.
No, I'm not saying it should be dead. I'm saying...
Well, that's exactly what you're saying, sir.
No, sir, I'm not. I'm saying, if I survived a tag team match when my mother and Dolores Damone teamed up again. I forget the team match. There was a tag team match, and Lou Devontae put together a tag team match. It was in Minneapolis, Minnesota. I think it was April 1953. My mother's pregnant with me, and she tag teamed with Doris Damone against a couple of gals one of them was Ruth Liebman, who's one of the greats. I was in her stomach the whole time, and it was a cage match. Now,
let me say this, sir. My hat's off to your mother for having a very unusual profession while she was pregnant with you and trying to support a family. The fact that she was involved in that kind of an exertion with an unborn child in her stomach ran the risk of serious damage to you. And you've heard the women say they think there's something wrong with you anyway.
Well, like I said, if there's something wrong with me, why am I up now? I'm going to look at my chips right now. I'm throwing up $350, and that's just at video poker at the Morongo Indian Casino. Why?
All right, 1-800-449-8686.
See, you don't have a ready answer for that when all these women are trying to make fun of me.
Let me just get a call on Mary Kate. Go ahead, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
Well, first of all, Austin, I would just like to make one comment. If I could start off by saying, I hope you don't interrupt me with all of your background comments.
That's fine, but nobody lets me respond. Nobody lets
me
respond to their points.
You ramble.
Well, you can't make comments that aren't true about me. But you can't say things that aren't true about me.
Well, I didn't say a word yet.
Well, that lady said that I was a retard.
It's obvious that your wife and your son probably don't get a moment to say anything either, because that's all you do is ramble.
Hey,
but anyway.
I love my son, and I love my wife.
Your son, Chase, may very well have a great arm, but we don't want him here in Syracuse. Why don't you just go ahead and send him to Longhorns or maybe the Aggies at Texas A&M?
Oh, hey, you ain't going to have a choice.
You probably get along real well belittling women.
I don't think you're the athletic director of Syracuse.
Rather than here in upstate New York.
I think what we need to talk to is the athletic director of Syracuse and not some housewife,
yeah.
You know, who's whatever you're
well,
doing, steaming your socks or whatever you're doing.
There's my other point there, Austin. You're branding me a housewife. And you don't know a thing about me. I don't know what it's like to be pregnant, and I only am calling in.
All right, you're a lesbian. But the fact
that doesn't make her a lesbian.
Yeah, that's perfect.
Well, then why don't you tell me about you? Why do I got to guess?
Well, the reason I'm not saying anything right now, Austin, is because you never let anybody talk. The point here tonight, the reason I called is because you're thinking is exactly what's wrong right now in the world. And you're thinking about your son and his professional career while being humiliated in front of your office workers. You're not even thinking about the bigger picture. And that's the point the other ladies made that might have been pregnant earlier in their lives. And that's the possible harming of a fetus.
All right, you're a kid.
Beloved President George Bush doesn't want us to go after the embryo for treatment when we're even going to have the baby's going to be lost.
What's
he
talking
about? Test any of the cells.
Hold on, Mary Kate. What?
I just want to say, if my boy comes to Syracuse, this lady will be so proud of him. You'll be throwing Nerf balls at pregnant women, too.
You have a better chance of seeing God,
You'll be throwing Nerf balls at pregnant women, too. I rest my case.
Once your son makes it somewhere,
When you turn 18, you give me a call. Listen to her. She's all, man. You know something? If you were pregnant, I'd make an exception.
Yeah,
I bet you would.
I wonder if he would throw it right at you and your jewels. How would that feel?
I don't know.
You know,
all right, Mr. Mark, what are you doing?
She doesn't know what she's talking about. She's never been pregnant.
Well, neither have you, sir, and you've been listening to pregnant women talking. Mary Kate, thank you for your call. 1-800-449-8686. Your point, sir, is tenuous, and that is that pregnant women play it up too much, and they're not as weak as
they appear.
No, that's not tenuous. That's a very good point.
Not to the point where you're picking up a Nerf ball that's been waterlogged in a swimming pool all afternoon, things got to weigh about 10 pounds, and throw it on a spiral at a pregnant woman.
First of all, and let's get something straight, Chase did not throw that ball on purpose at her. And
I understand it through the other kid's hands, but you guys are sitting there going, touchdown!
I said no. What I said was, now that's 7 points, and I laughed. And then I went over to see if the lady was all right.
Oh, my God. You know, I'm going to tell you something. Just for me, if I saw a football hit a pregnant woman square in the stomach, I would cringe, man. I would be like, I'd probably run away.
Oh, you'd run away, would you? So you?
I don't know. It would be the most frightening thing I'd ever see. I certainly wouldn't go, now that's 7 points. We'll be coming right back on The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
How do you know Rosie O'Donnell has any grandchildren? Have you seen them lately?
The Phil Hendry Show is back.
1-800-449-8686. Dawn, go ahead.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
I've had a miscarriage, and I didn't have... I'm a pretty tough person, and I worked up till the day I delivered.
Yeah.
And I had a miscarriage getting hit in the back, and it wasn't... It didn't knock me down, it didn't knock me out, but it knocked my baby loose.
Well, that's the difference.
See, you know,
you got hit in the back. My son hit her in the stomach.
It doesn't make any difference.
And the baby's
and another thing
more
is,
toward the back.
Your disrespect towards that lady, her husband should not have only gotten you out of that house, but he should have fired you on the spot for your disrespect.
How did I
and
disrespect
you're teaching
her?
Your son to disrespect women.
Can I ask you a question?
You're laughing at her. Of course she's going to kick you out. And you know what? It's a 50-50 state. It's not his house. It is their house. And
well,
she has every right to kick you out of her house. As
well,
much as he does.
But, ma'am, this is you got to understand who this guy is. This is Craig Jefferson, one of the top construction people in the state.
And
no
I
one
hope
tells him what to do.
You,
no one tells him what to do.
You, she did not make
wife.
A fool out of you. You made a fool out of yourself. And you're also doing it on the air.
Well, that's a good
so
point.
Everyone can hear it.
Sir, I came on your program. Can I ask this lady a question?
Yes.
What hit, was it a Nerf ball that hit you in the back? Or?
No, it wasn't as heavy as a Nerf ball.
Well, see, that's what I'm saying.
It doesn't take much, and I'm a tough woman, and I worked up
if it
the day
had been
I was
something heavier.
And pardon me?
If it had been, was it a wiffle ball?
You know, it really
what
doesn't matter.
What do you
matter,
care what it was?
It really doesn't matter, does it? And it doesn't matter where you're hit. It doesn't even have to be in the stomach, is what I'm saying.
Okay, what do you say about the lady I saw who was having a? She had a Camel cigarette, doing line dance, and took a shot of Jack Daniel.
You know what I? Know what I tell her? Shame on you.
She's an idiot. Yeah. She's
shame on you. And you know what I tell you? Shame on you. And shame on. Teaching your son
no,
to laugh in a
I
situation
would never
like
teach
that.
My son to laugh. And
you know what?
I'm very sorry about what happened to you.
And if he has such a good arm, then why was he aiming at a pregnant woman?
No, he was aiming at the boy who missed the bus. See, that's the thing, Mr. Henry. You're not letting anybody hear.
No, I heard what you said, and I let you repeat it. The kid that he was throwing the ball to missed it. But apparently this young man threw it so hard, it sailed through the kid's hands. And
oh, okay, so it's my son's fault anyway. Is that it?
Sir, it may not be your son's fault for throwing the football, but for saying, now that's 7 points.
Yeah, and for
and,
you,
well,
laughing is just condoning
it. Look, Dawn, I'm sorry what happened to you, but my mother tag-teamed
well, you know,
with
I'm
Doris
sorry
DeMone
your mother too.
Against the Liebman sisters in 1954.
I would tell your mother, shame on her too.
What are you talking about? I came out good.
No,
I mean,
you
I mean,
didn't.
I, well,
that
look.
You have obvious problems,
ma'am,
sir.
Do I sound like I'm retarded? No.
Yes, you do.
Ma'am, I'm $400
you're
up now
retarded,
at video poker.
You know what?
I own my own business,
can play
ma'am.
Video poker. Any fool
hey,
can
ma'am,
play video
ma'am,
poker.
Ma'am, I wish you could have seen
it's
my
luck.
Mother. My mother did a corkscrew on one of the greatest female wrestlers, Midge Turnpike, with me in her belly, did a corkscrew and survived a pile driver with me in her stomach.
Well, you know, she's got to face God one day.
God.
And so do you.
Unreal, man. I mean, are you kidding me?
No. I own my own business. I'm the father of a boy. I have a wife. I pay my taxes. I'm not no retard. And
would you please not use that word?
What?
Using the word retard?
Well, I'm not trying to be offensive, but I'm trying to tell you.
You're offensive.
You're upset.
Offensive from the word go.
You know what? You're upset because you couldn't take a little wiffle ball to your butt.
It wasn't a wiffle ball.
She didn't
it wasn't
say it was
to
a
my
wiffle
butt.
Ball. All right, Dawn, thank you very much.
I think you got to see, she's tougher than she's saying. She these all these women are calling up. I lost my baby to miscarriage. Well, what happened? Well, I got hit with a moon wiffle ball. Let me tell you something, Mr. Henry. My mother especially was the body scissor. She took Doris DeMone, and I mean she put that woman away with a sleeper body scissor and then a flying suplex off a top buckle. And this is in Minneapolis, Minnesota, April of 1953, a flying elbow to Doris DeMone's face with me in her stomach.
How do you know all of this?
Because my mother and my father told me about it. My mother wasn't a retard, I'm not a retard, and the boy's no retard. And then she did a double underhook powerbomb.
Oh, I don't care, man, about the different wrestling moves. I'm talking to you about things that are important here, like an unborn child. God almighty, the kids are up against it as soon as they come into the world of this sewer of a world we live in. Can't we take care of them at least when they're in the womb? Or do they have to be exposed to every kind of abuse while they're there, too?
Well, hold on for a minute.
Hey.
Nice speech. That was just...
Your sarcasm doesn't affect me, sir. Let's go to line two. This is Bill. Go ahead, Bill. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Okay. I'd like to make a comment to this gentleman. He explained how his mother was pregnant and did so many strenuous things and it did no damage.
Absolutely.
Well, it did do damage. You're brain damaged, my friend.
Oh, in
anybody
your opinion?
That thinks a pregnant woman being hit with a football, it can do no damage to the fetus, or if it does, well, it was God's will anyway. Is
what?
Totally out of it. You better look out for the guys
said,
in the white coats. They're looking for you.
Wait, you just said doing damage to the face? Are
to
you
the
talking
baby,
about
the... To the unborn baby.
To the face of the baby?
What are you talking about?
He said something about doing damage to the baby's face, to the fetus's face.
No, I didn't say anything to the about the face.
If that's the case, your
you
mother must have got hit with a medicine ball.
English language. Leave alone. Think straight. You are totally out of it, mister.
You, know,
you
Bill,
and your son both.
Sir... There was a time that I pull a double suplex on you.
Hey, but let me tell you something else. You keep talking about you're up $300 and some at the casino. You idiot. How much did you lose last night? $900?
Good point, Bill. How much did you lose?
You know something, you gentlemen, you're jealous because I know how to work these machines.
No, I'm not at all jealous.
No, that's a good point. How much did you drop?
I'm up, let me tell you something, I'm up $600 on one machine alone. I got people well, okay, you can laugh if you want. But I'll tell you one thing, I was able to survive my mother getting her stomach rammed into a turnbuckle.
No,
okay?
My friend,
and your face
survived.
Is
you don't
so
realize it, but your brain damage.
You know what? Your mother
that's
was,
what happened to you.
Your mama was so delicate when she was pregnant with you that when she saw a monkey in a zoo, it messed your face up.
Whatever, dude. That was very weak sauce.
Oh, weak sauce, huh?
It really
hey, what
was.
Do you expect from a you moron? Know? And that guy is
okay,
a moron.
Okay, fine. Fine. You win, Bill. You win. But guess what, Bill? I just hit another $60.
Oh, you just hit. Last night you lost your drawers, so don't give me what
yeah.
you hit tonight.
They got a nickel slot over here with a $5,000 jackpot. Never mind
the slot. There's only one slot that is important, and that's the one
yeah.
you should be dropped in.
The only slot that's important to me is the one I'm going to later on tonight.
Okay,
head
that's
first,
uncalled
buddy,
for.
First.
Thank you very much, Bill. We don't have a lot of time left here in our segment. We're going to have to break here. We're talking with Austin Amarca. Bizarre story. This gentleman yesterday with his son on the 4th of July at a pool party where his son threw a football and it went through the hands of the intended receiver, as they say in the game, and it hit a pregnant woman in the stomach. Mr. Amarca seems to think that pregnant women just aren't that weak. They play it up like they're a lot weaker than they are. 1-800-449-8686, the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686, going straight to the hot place. The Phil Henry Show is back.
I want to say to our guest, you're in a very loud area, sir.
I'm sorry, Phil. I left the casino. I'm in the bar restaurant right now. I'm in the bar restaurant right now.
Okay. Are you having something to drink?
Yes, sir. I am having a cocktail right now. Yes, sir. But the point that I was making to that other gentleman that I guess he didn't hear too good. I'm here at the Morongo Indian
casino. They used to call it the bingo. Now it's casino. I'm up $700. I'm up $700 on the blackjack, too. So how can I be a retard after my mother, when she beat Doris DeMone?
All right, I understand it, sir. I got to move on to another call.
Yes, sir, but that's my...
I think the point you're trying to make is your mother was a wrestler while she was pregnant with you, and you're fine. I don't like the use of the word retard.
I'm very sorry about that.
All right, sir?
Yes, sir, I'm very sorry about that.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Let's go over here to Rosa. Hello, Rosa. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hi.
Yes, Rosa,
Austin, go ahead. Shut up for a minute.
I'm going to shut up anytime a lady named
shut
Rosa
shut up
tells
for
me.
A minute.
Okay.
Number one,
yeah.
You shouldn't be in a casino trying to say something to your son. Number two, I have a niece that's retarded. Her mother worked 9 months the whole time she was pregnant. Had nothing to do with wrestling. Wrestling is fake.
What?
And number three, you are teaching your son the wrong thing. As soon as he hit that pregnant woman, your son should have automatically went over and apologized. I have a son. I'm a single parent. I have a son, and he played all stars. He played all the way up. It only takes one chance to screw it up.
Did you,
and it
did you wrestle when you was pregnant with him?
I wrestled, and I'm a black belt in Taekwondo.
Okay,
when I was pregnant,
and your son ain't a retard, is he?
I didn't do it when I was pregnant.
I don't want to hear the word retard.
I'm sorry, Mr. Henry, but she just said she's doing all kinds of kung fu bullcrap.
Not when I was pregnant.
What?
Okay, you know what? I think he's drunk. I think he's drunk. Thanks very much, Rosa.
I think he's drunk, too.
Yeah.
I'm not drunk, G-Diet.
The Phil Henry Show.